AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. 20 former top national security officials, Democrats and Republicans, are calling on Congress not to block the U.S. resettlement of Iraqi and Syrian refugees. The letter says the refugees are victims of terrorism, not perpetrators. The experts say banning Muslim refugees also feeds into extremist propaganda that the West is at war with Islam. In the meantime, Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush says the U.S. should be more open to admitting Christian refugees from Iraq and Syria.
At a town hall meeting in Iowa, Bush said Christians in areas controlled by the Islamic State group face rape, slavery, and beheading, and even those who escape to refugee camps are often persecuted by the majority of refugees who are Muslim.
If you're a Christian in the Middle East, your life expectancy is pretty short.
Bush said there's nothing un-American about considering the religion of refugees seeking asylum in the United States, noting that religious persecution is one of the factors listed for consideration under U.S. law. I'm Steve Coleman.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel fired the police superintendent today and appointed a five-member task force to examine police accountability. But the executive director of a nonprofit in Chicago says the task force is useless as long as the mayor retains control of it.
So what this is another attempt by the mayor's office to simply orchestrate how we will handle transparency from his office. There will be no difference. We have three boards already that's supposed to do this.
An American Airlines flight attendant accused of attacking crew members and air marshals on a transatlantic flight made her first court appearance today in Charlotte, North Carolina. This is AP Radio News. Tommy Copper is settling charges of false advertising.
Tommy Copper will pay $1.35 million to settle charges it falsely claimed its copper-infused garments could relieve pain and inflammation caused by arthritis, multiple sclerosis, and other diseases. The Federal Trade Commission says Tommy Copper used infomercials, print ads, and social media to advertise shirts, socks, sleeves, and other compression garments it said could relieve pain better than surgery or medication, but with no supporting scientific evidence. According to regulators, the company booked $87 million in sales between 2011 and 2014. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
The FBI says it processed a record number of firearms background checks on Black Friday. It processed 185,345 background checks. That's roughly 2 per second. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.